Hi, I'm Lucy Ashton from the Internet of Business, and today I'm joined by Amy Wizawati, Director of Connected Solutions in Manufacturing and Agriculture at Verizon Business. It doesn't need much of an introduction, but Verizon Business is one of the largest communication technology companies in the world that offers voice, data, and video services on its award-winning networks. Now, we're going to kick off 2021 by talking about our favorite subject, the digitization of manufacturing. No surprises there. But today we're going to look at 5G specifically and the performance benefits that it's set to bring. However, for many manufacturers, the exact changes 5G will bring still aren't that clear. And one area that is talked a lot about in the industry press and analysis is the computing power 5G brings beyond device capacity, allowing data analysis to occur at the edge. Managing data to optimize processes and reap dollar rewards is obviously very high, if not first, on manufacturers' priority list. And therefore, we're more than lucky that Amy is able to join us today to talk about both 5G and edge. Hi, Amy. Thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed. And we're looking forward to hearing your real-life take and examples on both these technologies. So to start with, would you be able to tell us what the implications of 5G Edge are for industrial systems, please?
Absolutely. Thank you, Lucy. 5G Edge opens up a whole new world of possibilities, from designing production plants to be more flexible, autonomous, and efficient, up to and including lights-out factories, to creating predictive maintenance to decrease costs and improve uptime, to using sensors to monitor key machine operating parameters, and including immersive collaboration experiences and artificial intelligence for conditional adjustments on the fly, to using computer vision and augmented reality to quickly and at a glance know the health of machines on your factory floor. These are just a few examples. Data from IoT sensors and cameras can help to predict and manage performance. It helps improve machine utilization. It will help improve productivity, increase uptime, and protect against the challenge of losing intelligence due to our aging workforce. As such, 5G will unleash the fourth industrial revolution, and 5G can be the gateway to operational transformation for your organization. As a refresher, the last revolution was the digital revolution. That was the third revolution. With the fourth industrial revolution, you start to think about everything connected to everything. So you begin to think about humans connected to devices. You think about all of that data you're storing in the cloud. You think about the compute power. You think about connecting all that close to your manufacturing floor for a real-time experience that are driven based on big data capabilities and personalization. And I think that is where the fourth industrial revolution really becomes real, because it becomes about taking big data and understanding the key components of that data that are important and creating customized experiences based on what you are trying to accomplish. And I think that's where 5G really comes into play, because it delivers the full suite of capability and currency of 5G to really enable that type of experience and outcome. But let's talk about 5G. Every G we have moved in has helped us go faster and get more data, and has really been about connecting the person. In a 5G ecosystem, the way that Verizon has led the world, been first in mobility, first in the world in fixed wireless, first in the world in mobile edge compute, we've done that with the expectation that this is transformational technology that was custom built for industry use cases. So as you think about millimeter wave spectrum that Verizon owns, and it's a wide swath of millimeter wave spectrum, it gives us the ability to really build a network that is built for industrial use cases. As we talk about the eight currencies, as we call it, you can think of it as the eight capabilities of millimeter wave spectrum. It's not just about speed, although speeds are 10 times what they were. We have incredible speeds. It's about latencies that are sub 10 milliseconds. You think about sub 10 millisecond latency, you can do some amazing things within your manufacturing environment. As an example, you get sensor densification. You can go from 100,000 sensors in a square kilometer to 1 million sensors in that same square kilometer. You have much lower power consumption on the device. You can begin to create custom slices of the network for your priority machines and applications, such as AR/VR. In the context of today's discussion, consumer 5G cell phones are not really relevant. They're nice to have, a fantastic experience if you have one and are in one of the 43 stadiums where we have installed ultra wideband, but not likely to help you drive your industrial business goals. For our purposes today, I'm referencing 5G within your industrial setting. That can be the walls of your factory and or extending into your yard. For industries, this will likely be built starting inside and moving out. But you also asked about the edge, which is exciting. Verizon 5G Edge is mobile edge computing, also known as MEC. It's a platform designed to enable developers to build applications for mobile end users and wireless edge devices with ultra-low latency, extended battery life, and massive throughput. Add to that 5G Edge, which moves the data and processing done by the applications and services closer to users at the edge of the network. And what this does for industries is it shortens the round trip the data needs to travel, reducing lag time, which is also known as latency, and helps critical performance impacting applications respond more quickly and more efficiently, bringing compute and storage services to the edge of Verizon's 5G ultra wideband network allows innovators to develop applications with increased speeds, massive bandwidth, and ultra low latency. We now have 10 mobile edge compute centers. Along with our AWS MEC announcements, we also announced that Microsoft is now joining us on the mobile edge compute, focused on the private side of 5G mobile edge compute environment. So we're here to help you either in a public network environment or a private network environment, depending on your security requirements, among other factors.
Cool. Thank you, Amy. That was really interesting. A lot of information covered there. So we appreciate that. So to get started with 5G and edge compute, what do organizations need to do to prepare?
You need to really clearly define what your business problems are you are working to solve. Are you trying to solve for an aging workforce? Are you trying to harden your productivity to better weather health events such as COVID? Are you working towards a lights out factory? Do you need to track critical assets? Are you starting to think about manufacturing process all the way through to delivery? You need to think about integration with your ERP system, plugging into MEC for just-in-time production so it feeds to your staff to know when parts are coming in to dispatch and thus optimizing a loading bays. Scheduling arrivals, departures, predictable information, tracking goods in transit and within your factories, using artificial intelligence and augmented reality to automatically scan items that are being loaded and unloading. So really think about what you're trying to solve for, because I just gave a ton of examples that are somewhat across the board, and everybody's business goals are different. So what are you trying to solve for? Let us know. We're here to help you. Additionally, invest in your infrastructure, specifically invest in your fiber infrastructure. Fiber is the backbone. Without the right transport, you won't get the most out of the 5G experience. Coax just won't get you what you want. We at Verizon are deploying 1,500 to 1,700 route miles of fiber every month. We arguably have one of the largest construction projects happening in the U.S. today. In order to experience 5G inside a facility, enterprises need to invest in on-premise 5G. Verizon provides what is required, which is core connectivity, reliable, redundant, and consistently available. And on top of that, we weave security, platforms, solutions, and applications that manufacturing and agricultural companies require. From there, we have our network as a service providing unique network slices for global manufacturing customers, bringing wireline and wireless assets together with the intelligent edge network, with the North Star of 5G and wrapping it all with security. When it comes to ultra wideband, it's just an unparalleled experience. So this is just giving some totally different perspective on what you can expect moving forward in the new wireless world of 5G. And that was the whole idea when we started. We wanted to build something enormously transformational.
Cool. I think it's great, you know, that you do meet so many different business outcomes. Obviously, one business focus for all is innovation. Without it, you know, businesses don't survive. So how can organizations partner with Verizon on 5G on innovation?
Yes, that's a great question. Let us know who is important within your ecosystem. And as I mentioned before, what are you trying to accomplish? And even more importantly, the why of what you're trying to accomplish. We have vast industry experience and can help in many ways. Verizon has 5 labs across the country and opened a 6th lab in London during the COVID period, which is creating the ecosystem and environment enabling developers to begin to imagine their solution in a 5G world and test it and create use cases and proof of concepts, bringing 5G innovators and innovators in general together has given us the ability to go from 5G being a PowerPoint conversation just only 2 years ago to full deployments today. Our labs are where you can test and see how devices would function in a real-world scenario. We also have a platform we call Open Development. It allows your partner or yourself to certify devices on our network. This ensures for you that the devices perform the way you were expecting when you implement. I have helped clients take various devices through Open Development, everything from soda fountain machines to vending machines to sensors that track expensive parts and turn off at 20,000 feet in the air and turn back on when the plane gets below 20,000 feet to RFID belt loaders. You think it, and we can help you get it onto the Verizon network.
Great, thank you. And how do organizations join this ecosystem?
Answer the call to have further discussions with us, or you can reach out to anyone within your Verizon team, and we'll help you get in touch with myself or one of my counterparts so that we can dig deeper into the priorities of your business and your timeframes for accomplishing them. As an example, we have clients that needed to address losing critical knowledge due to an aging workforce. Using augmented reality, during the time of COVID, when they were trying to also keep folks socially distanced, they were able to save costs by having their subject matter experts stay in one location, as opposed to losing time by having them fly out to various factories, not to mention, you know, the health risk in doing such. Instead, they connected them via augmented reality so that both people, the subject matter expert and the person on the plant floor, are seeing the same image at the same time. In doing that, these new people that are coming in to, you know, be trained in new positions are able to learn how to spot, in this particular instance, really specifically quality defects that really can't be taught via manual. You really need to be looking at the product, looking at it from all angles, and learning that expert knowledge from those who have done it for decades. So they really needed that live view. And Verizon ourselves actually also uses augmented reality for our line workers. We use it in our 4G footprint as well as our 5G footprint, so you don't necessarily need 5G to get started. We have line workers who have glasses on and they climb to the top of the poles to do installations. They're hands-free, but if, especially with all the new folks that we're training and bringing on, they need help, they can go ahead and hands-free call back to an expert who can see exactly what they're looking at and help them solve whatever question that they needed to get solved. And then they can sign off hands-free on completing that job. Before AR, we would have had to dispatch a supervisor in a separate truck, which is expensive, but it also creates a delay in completing that job and could possibly impact the customer service experience. So those are just a few examples of the productivity gained via the Verizon ecosystem.
Thank you. And what makes Verizon's 5G and ecosystem different from any of this, the competition?
To me, it's really about the quality of the 5G. Verizon continues to take all the awards. RootMetrics, we're winning the best overall mobile network. And on J.D. Power, we're awarded the 25th consecutive time best network quality. The team continues to augment and improve our 4G network and continues the relentless execution on building out our 5G network. We have now launched 5G nationwide. So we have 5G covering 200 million of the population of the United States in more than 1,800 cities. And when it comes to our 5G nationwide, we also continue to expand 5G ultra wideband. And we took a leapfrog with 19 more cities in 2020 in spite of COVID. We're now up with ultra wideband in 60 cities nationwide. And we have 43 stadiums and 7 airports. We continue to augment our 4G network, 5G nationwide, and 5G ultra wideband network which is giving a huge new experience when it comes to capabilities and when it comes to speed, latency, and of course, throughput. Our brand stands for trust and innovation. We have continued to be a leader in the network technology, performance, reliability, and coverage. Our customers put a ton of trust in what we deliver. They expect us to deliver that performance in good times and in bad times. When I say bad times, I mean, you know, we're there when there's a crisis, a fire, a hurricane. We're on ground right there with the first responders. So when you think of the kind of capacity that is required during COVID with everyone, you know, going home and working online, we continue to perform. When you think of leading the world to innovation around 5G, we're the first to mobility fixed wireless and mobile edge compute. Verizon continues to be that leader. We can do that because of our commitment to four key stakeholders: how we show up on behalf of our employees, our customers, our shareholders, and society at large. At Verizon, we use technology to solve the world's biggest problems, and we're here to help you.
That's really great. It's such a cool company. Thank you. Just to wrap up the discussion, Amy, because we do appreciate your time today, can you just tell us a little bit more about how 5G will work inside factories and facilities, please?
Yes, absolutely. What I love about 5G is that it will dramatically change the way we live, work, and play. It's not just about downloading data faster. It's about connecting people to devices and connecting devices to devices and taking that big data that we all have and bringing it to the edge and making it real time to have amazing experiences moving forward.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you so much for all the information. You've covered a great deal in this short amount of time. Just to finish on a happy note, have you got any final words of wisdom for our listeners, please?
We're just that Verizon's here to help. We're excited to engage. I hope that you hear the passion that we have around manufacturing and agriculture. We love to just get out in the field, do site tours, and dig into your business and what you're trying to solve for. And really be consultative with you on how we can help you meet those business goals. So we're looking forward to partnering with you moving forward.
That's great. Well, we look forward to hearing more from you guys. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks, you too.